1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected Donald Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, declaring he can't get a fair shake in New York City and complaining about a limited gag order.
Jury selection is set to begin Monday. Prospective jurors will fill out a 7-page questionnaire asking whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, follow him on social media, or belong to an array of extremist groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, or Antifa. Potential jurors will also be asked if they have strong opinions about Trump or firmly held beliefs about whether a former president can be charged with a crime.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Former long-serving Trump finance man Alan Weisselberg to be sentenced to 5 months behind bars today for lying under oath during testimony in Trump's business fraud trial. Arizona doing away with a woman's right to choose. The state's Supreme Court ruled that a law dating to Arizona's territory days that bans virtually all abortions is the law of the state. This is ABC News. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts made a rare public appearance addressing the Legal Services Corporation gala, which bills itself as the largest funder of high-quality legal assistance.
Like most forms of public service, the work of legal aid lawyers is not a path to wealth or fame, but it is a path to making a meaningful contribution to our society and to the cause of equality and justice for all.
The LSC celebrating 50 years of service. Have you sat down and figured out what you're spending on your various subscriptions?
Americans, on average, now spend more than $1,000 annually on subscription services. New data from CNET finds about half of U.S. adults have forgotten to cancel a subscription after the free trial expired. Millennials and Gen Z are the most forgetful in this regard, according to CNET. Overall, Americans spend $91 a month.
ABC's Mike Dubusky, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
John, I'm coming in here. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years, which I'll remind you of the last time I saw you.
It wasn't at the circus?
No.
Okay.
But I'm coming and I'm listening to you. And,
how drunk was I?
And when I saw you, I was shocked at how old you were.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Here we use a lot of F words: food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, and how about fun on a Wednesday morning? Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Maybe a few more clouds than we experienced yesterday. 67 our expected high. Tomorrow, rain is in the forecast, and honestly, that's welcomed by a lot of Wisconsin farmers and gardeners. 56 our expected high on Thursday. Morning clouds on Friday, but then sun in the afternoon, 58. Will bounce back up to 70 degrees under sunny skies for what looks to be a gorgeous weekend. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, joins us with all the details you're looking for weather-wise in about 15 minutes. Having some fun this morning. In just a moment, Stephanie Hoff is going to remind you tonight is another debut of Top Chef Wisconsin. We've been following the chef testants as they learn a little bit more about Wisconsin agriculture through the food ingredients they use. Stand by for an update on that. Automation. You know, sometimes I think farmers get a little frustrated at the general public's perception of them in bibbed overhauls, a seed cap, a toothpick in their pocket. Today's agriculture is very, very much focused on technology. Charity Seebecker's got an excellent example of that coming up later today. And I'll catch up with my friend Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group to find out how the spring auction season's coming along. Stick around.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin is in the spotlight on a global stage thanks to the popular television series Top Chef. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and this season, the competitive cooking show takes place in America's Dairyland. The latest episode featured more than a dozen award-winning Wisconsin cheeses, including Sartori cheese in Plymouth. Master cheesemaker Pam Hodgson has found her audience has expanded after her appearance on Top Chef. She was one of the celebrity guests in this latest episode. She says the exposure brought tremendous value to Wisconsin dairy.
As a Wisconsinite, we all know how fabulous Wisconsin cheese is, but it's really put us on a national stage. All of us at Sartori, we're really thrilled with having our product out in a national market. If we had to pay for that kind of exposure, it just would be a huge sum. And we're really thrilled too with how well our chef did with our cheese. Sartori cheeses are meant to elevate any dish or any event, but really the hand finishes, the first focus would be as a table cheese. The chef or chef testant took our cheese and doubled down by using a wine reduction. So I feel like that the chef really understood our cheese and really played well with it. We're just delighted on what she did and how she presented our product.
And Pam, when you were introduced onto the show, when you walked in front of all the chef testants, they said you are one of just two female master cheesemakers, and all of their faces were kind of like, they were wowed. Speak to the Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker program, how unique it is to Wisconsin, and how that was portrayed through Top Chef.
The Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker Program is just a great, great program. In Wisconsin, we take cheesemaking and all of dairy very seriously, but through the program, it's helped us move our cheesemaking and our cheeses to the next level up. So it's just fabulous. It's been good for our industry.
Pam Hodgson is the master cheesemaker at Sartori Cheese in Plymouth, featured in the latest episode of Top Chef that was all about Wisconsin cheese. Because our license plates say America's Dairyland and we're the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, it's not an unknown fact that Wisconsin is the land of beer and cheese. But Top Chef contestants were surprised at the quality and quantity of cheese that we produce. We sit down with Top Chef contestant Michelle Wallace. She brought her pitmaster skills and Southern barbecue heritage to Wisconsin, but she'll be bringing this new knowledge about Wisconsin agriculture back home with her.
I think most people can say that they know that Wisconsin is kind of beer land and cheese land. As far as like anything else, that's all I kind of really knew about the state. I was excited to get here and kind of really get enthralled with more, so.
And you've had a chance to experience some of the beer scene, some of the cheese scene, but Michelle, you've also been presented with ginseng in the most recent episode and Door County cherries, two products that Wisconsin is known for around the globe. Did that surprise you? Are you surprised by the diversity of products that Wisconsin does have to offer?
Absolutely. I mean, we got a chance to see, three of those things, with me working with ginseng and cherries in the quick fire for this cheese challenge, and then working with these amazing cheese makers and all that. I mean, those are three heavy hitters in this area for agriculture and the things that they produce. I must say that I've never worked with ginseng like that. I couldn't really think about how to. It's like one of those things. It's like, was I expecting Kristen to be like, hey, this is some really fresh ginseng in this dish? Like you never hear that. So the ginseng kind of stumped me a little bit, but it was really amazing to work with.
What Wisconsin ingredient has been your favorite so far in the season?
Working with the Miller Brewery and drinking Miller High Life, I mean, that was kind of one of my favorites. But to be honest, this is our third week in, and this cheese challenge really has been the pinnacle for me so far. And working with all of these cheeses, getting a chance to see these makers, hearing the stories, how these dairy farmers work, and then how it gets turned into these amazing products, it's absolutely incredible.
And I know, Michelle, you probably got so many cool things to tell me about barbecue down south. What kind of recommendations, though, would you give to someone not from Wisconsin to say, hey, there is a food culture up here? What is it in your eyes?
It's such a blue-collar, hardworking area, right, this state of Wisconsin. And I think as humble as this food is, I think that technique, history, all the things that this state provides, you can see in its dishes. So if you find a place that has a chef that is sourcing locally, that's using farmers markets and getting directly from the farms, you're going to find a really good meal that probably has a rich history and a great story, and ultimately be delicious on the plate.
Top Chef contestant Michelle Wallace along with us. She actually won the top spot in the Cheese Festival Challenge during the third episode. She used Upland's Cheese's Pleasant Ridge Reserve out of Dodgeville. In this season of Top Chef, we are meeting talents from all over the United States and also here locally. Contestant Dan Jones is the Wisconsinite in the competition, hailing from Milwaukee. He says he was still surprised by what our state has to offer. Something he learned while on the show, Wisconsin is the number one grower of cranberries. He says there's another ingredient, though, that he enjoys using that grows here in Wisconsin.
Kind of like my favorite overall Wisconsin ingredient to use, especially at the restaurants lately, have been sunchokes, which grow in the ground. They're like it's like a tuber similar to, it's like a hybrid of a potato. It's the root of a flower. It's just a really insane vegetable that grows really well in Wisconsin.
Do you think that Wisconsin's pulling out all the stops during this season of Top Chef? Do you feel like it's been impressing your fellow, competitors and the judges and the viewers?
I think so. I love the fact that we have such an opportunity this year just to really put Wisconsin food as a whole on the map. And I think we're taking full advantage of it. And I think we're showing ourselves in a great light.
For folks who may just be tuning into the show or, want to know more about you and your Wisconsin background and food, tell us about yourself.
Sure. So, I started cooking, actually. My first cooking jobs were in Door County, Wisconsin, when I was 19 years old. Moved back to Chicago, which is where I'm from. I grew up in the city of Chicago, and then moved to Milwaukee 12 years ago. Me and my partner Dan have owned Dan Dan Restaurant now for almost 8 years in the summer. And Esther Ev will be 8 years old come the fall, which is our second restaurant.
So I imagine, since you are familiar with America's Dairyland, do some of the people think this is a walk in the park for you?
I think people do think this is a walk in the park for me. They think this is going to be easy, but I really felt like it was harder because I was actually in my environment. I got homesick really easily because I'm surrounded by this, I'm at home, but I can't really participate in my life. That was always really difficult. As far as the challenges with the food, I can cook anything with anybody. I'm good no matter what, where we are.
So as a Wisconsinite, what is your message, your takeaway so far from Top Chef that you think your viewers should know about farming and the food culture?
You know, it's amazing to see what is within like an hour away from your home. I mean, I live in the Bayview neighborhood of Milwaukee. You drive 45 minutes and you're in the Kettle Moraine and you're in the middle of nowhere. And I think, and it's just beautiful. And you have these like glacial lakes and we're surrounded by some of the best agriculture in the country and the best dairy in the world. And it's one of those things that like I think we take for granted being here and living here, but it's there. And it's also, you know, it's out there for you to check out. It's super fun. I love our state. It's great.
And anyone can experiment with those fun ingredients that you get to work with on Top Chef, right? You don't need a state-of-the-art kitchen, right?
I am not a rocket scientist. I don't have some long degree. I'm not solving world's problems, but cooking food is just as simple as anything else. And it's great to be able to use great products. And once you have that as a starting point, you only go up from there.
Top Chef contestant Dan Jones is the Wisconsinite in the competition. You can watch Dan and Michelle compete tonight during the fourth episode airing on Bravo. This season of Top Chef is all happening in Wisconsin, and it's putting the spotlight on Wisconsin agriculture, not just cheese, as we heard earlier, but also cranberries, soy sauce, ginseng, cherries, and more. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Symptoms of the flu, then it went on to New Mexico, Kansas, also into Michigan, as well as Ohio, and into Idaho. So a lot of folks that are paying attention to this. But what you need to know is here in Wisconsin, we're in a unique position. It's not like our animals are immune to any of this, but we have got a communication system unlike any place else in the United States. It's called our premise identification law. And basically, it requires Wisconsin farmers, even hobbyists that might have birds in their backyard or something like that, you must register where those animals, where those birds are living under the premise ID law. Why? Well, a database is maintained by the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. Julie Swenny is the executive director. This is critical information that becomes a part of the communication chain if it should be necessary.
They utilize the information to be able to realize who to contact and share relevant information. So depending upon the type of disease that you might be talking about, the Department of Agriculture, the animal health team can explain to say, you know, stay out of the northwest corner of the county where a farm has been identified with a positive test for HPAI or whichever disease it might be, to know that there's a level of risk for that virus traveling in that area of the state. They also might suggest additional biosecurity measures on your operation or your premises, as well as restrictive movement in that area.
That's Julie Swenny, executive director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. Another reason why Wisconsin is unique is all the information they gather from those farms, from those backyard bird folks, from somebody that may have a couple sheep, a couple pigs, something like that, is the information is housed outside of the State Department of Agriculture or any state government at all. Julie Swenny explains.
Wisconsin is very unique in the fact that we are a third party. We are not a government entity. We exist solely for the management of this information and to keep it confidential. So while it is required to register premises in the state of Wisconsin and that the department has access to this information, general constituents do not have access to it. So the Public of Information Act does not apply to us because we are not a government entity. So you know that your cell phone number, your email address is not shared with anybody.
That's particularly concerning for a lot of farms. Obviously, you have to think about animal rights groups or others that might target that information. Again, that's why Wisconsin thought ahead and created an outside entity that purely manages that information. And Julie says, in reality, it's like a big phone book.
I think a really great way to think of it is that it's making sure that the Department of Agriculture has an accurate phone book or contact information for everybody that has various species of livestock. So making sure that if all of a sudden there's a risk of some sort of disease, whether it's minor or incredibly serious, it's just important to be able to contact livestock owners so that they understand the risk. You know, with HPAI, it's been around for a few years, but from every type of poultry owner, whether they have thousands of birds on a commercial operation or just three backyard chickens, it's important for them to understand the risk and to increase biosecurity measures when it makes sense.
Nice job. Julie Swenny, again, executive director, Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, the independent body outside of state government that manages the information that ultimately can answer some questions when it comes to any of these contagious diseases or keeping the communication line open. And remember, if you've already got your premise identification number, you can always manage that information. Let them know if you've increased animal numbers. Let them know if you've moved animals to a different location. You can find it all online, WIID.org. WIID.org. Back with the weather after a break. I've got some good news, and I've got some good news. From Bavaria Sausage, fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for the crew at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Runner Road in Fitchburg. Hey, attention, they're expanding their retail hours. You'll have to check in from time to time, but it's good news as we go into the grilling season. The other good news is they're working on new recipes every day behind the scenes. So check back at their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Runner Road in Fitchburg often, and always keep an eye on what's happening at BavariaSausage.com. That online store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as we get into grilling season, if there's something you're looking for, let them know. You can pick up the phone and give them a call, 800-733-6695. That's 800-733-6695. Take a look at all the old world flavors they've got available for you now to put on the grill, and keep an eye out for new flavors coming to the showroom and online soon. BavariaSausage.com. All right, I've heard frogs that sound better than Stumach. I just croaked with him a moment ago, so I'll have to handle weather responsibilities for you this morning. The good news is today looks pretty manageable. We are going to experience some partly sunny skies. Looks like daytime highs today, probably right around 66 degrees, little bit of a breeze. And then hang on, because it changes tomorrow. 56 are expected high on Thursday. Good chance that we're going to see rain. I said to Stu, how much do you think? He said quarter to a half an inch, probably the most likely amount. And then Friday, by Thursday night into Friday, windy. He stressed that quite a bit. So not a lot of severe weather on the way, but definitely weather that's going to be formidable when it comes to keeping things down on the ground. So that is what we're expecting in our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Sorry, I had to step in for Stu. Compure Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Find more at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but that's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though. Good. They got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected Donald Trump's latest effort to delay his hush money trial, declaring he can't get a fair shake in New York City and complaining about a limited gag order.
Jury selection is set to begin Monday. Prospective jurors will fill out a 7-page questionnaire asking whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, follow him on social media, or belong to an array of extremist groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, or Antifa. Potential jurors will also be asked if they have strong opinions about Trump or firmly held beliefs about whether a former president can be charged with a crime.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, former long-serving Trump finance man Alan Weisselberg, to be sentenced to 5 months behind bars today for lying under oath during testimony in Trump's business fraud trial. Arizona doing away with a woman's right to choose. The state's Supreme Court ruled that a law dating to Arizona's territory days that bans virtually all abortions is the law of the state. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers.
Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stile say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus / calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
I asked, how high is the level of concern for Giannis?
That's a good question. High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone... probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. John Nichols should be checking in. You'll want to tune in 4 to 6 across Civic Media.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high near 70. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder with rain. We could get a half inch or more of rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I hope we're showing you this morning how unique Wisconsin agriculture is. I'm looking forward to Top Chef Episode 4 tonight to find out what Wisconsin-related ingredients they throw at the contestants. We also talk about how unique Wisconsin is when it comes to our communication skills, keeping farmers all on the same page on things like high-path avian influenza and technology plays a major role in Wisconsin agriculture today. Charity Seebecker's got a really cool piece on the way that shows how a Wisconsin farm kid has turned into a design engineer solving day-to-day problems that Wisconsin farms face. Stick around. That conversation's on the way. Oh, by the way, I'm Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. Glad to report that today we are going to see another pretty decent day. Partly cloudy skies, maybe not as sunny as it's been. 67 are expected high. Tomorrow we get a little valuable rain in our forecast, 56. Then Friday, morning clouds, afternoon sun, 58. The weekend looks gorgeous, if not a little on the warm side. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine both days. Temperatures 70 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. So today is the 10th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day in 1970, the Beatles break up. Paul McCartney decides he's leaving the band on this day in 1970. 10 years of existence, the Beatles as a group. And of course, McCartney went on to tremendous success. The rest of the group, so-so. But it broke up officially on this day back in 1970. On this day in 1998, negotiators in Northern Ireland reach a historic peace deal. They called it the Good Friday Agreement. It ended 30 years of violent conflict about Northern Ireland's constitutional status. If you've ever been there, and I'm very fortunate that I have been, they call it the Troubles. Well, it ended on this day back in 1998. Happy birthday to actor Steven Seagal, 73 years young. Mandy Moore is 40, and now you know. It's a Wednesday. Time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You know how to find them, don't you? Steffes Group.com. They are masters when it comes to drawing an audience in to take a look at your individual piece of equipment or your real estate or a group. Don't forget, you want to talk about an auction? Now is a good time. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. Yeah. Spring has sprung along a lot of this upper Midwest, Ashley. That kind of changes the dynamics a little bit for you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, we've got 21 auctions left here for the month of April, including our bi-monthly auction for the first half of April is going to be later this morning. And so we're excited. It's been a good run this spring. We're booking auctions for June right now and beyond. So looking forward to this planning season and getting through it and seeing what the market's going to do after that.
Yeah, well, people have to understand, you guys toggle your own personal interests when it comes to spring planting with your responsibilities at Steffes. You might get tagged to be in a tractor cab yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely get some rock picking in this spring, that's for sure. But, you know, like I said, there's still equipment that you can buy this month and put to use here this spring. If that's something you're interested in, or if you're thinking farther out, maybe you're looking for harvest equipment. Just talked to a guy this morning, actually, that was looking for some combines here and mm-hmm. asking when the best time to buy was.
Yeah, well, and that's a very good point. If you are looking for any advice, whether it's is now the time for me to jump in with an auction or whether it's searching for a specific piece of equipment, the folks at the Steffes Group are always happy to help you. And that includes thinking forward on scheduling your own auction. Once you hit the fields, like you said, Ashley, things take on a little different tempo at Steffes, but that's a great time to start gathering up your ideas on where you want to go with your own potential auction plans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always say that the people that plan ahead always do the best. You know, there's a lot of truth to that. We know that the longer your piece is advertised on the website, obviously the more people will see it and bring better prices. And, you know, same thing on the buying side. You never want to be stuck in a position where you have to buy something. Try and get it well ahead of time. And you know, and once you get something bought, we can always sell for you as well.
Well, and we want to make sure that we're not narrowing in the scope of work that the Steffes Group can offer to you. We talk, obviously, a lot about the farm equipment side of things, but this is also a critical time for anybody that's in the construction or, you know, landscaping or the specialty areas. Their season is coming on full, too.
Yeah, very true. A lot of bid letting going on in the construction world right now. That's one of the fastest growing parts of our auction business is some of these construction guys we've hired and just doing specific construction equipment. You know, we always want to put the right sales rep with the right stuff. And we call them SMEs, people that are expert in subject matter of what their forte is.
Yeah. Now, what do you suggest? We've talked about the price app and following along from that tractor cab when you get busy on a piece that you might be monitoring. Checking back on the website often, steffesgroup.com. You guys are always happy to talk to them. Toll-free number again, folks, is 800-726-8609. Keep an eye on those 21 remaining auctions, huh, Ashley? And then be ready to start making advance plans if you want an auction of your own, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's been a very, very busy spring, even more so than last year. And I expect some of that to continue through the early summer months. And there's going to be a lot of buying opportunities, that's for sure.
Don't miss your market, folks, that is for sure. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. They are there to assist you, whether you're buying or getting ready to sell. Again, steffesgroup.com is the place to start. STEFFES Group.com. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. The mild weather we enjoyed in Wisconsin could add up to big pest problems for our crops this year. Steve Bailey is in Monroe, one of the Helena Agra advisors.
One thing I would challenge guys to think of and a little bit of a conversation I've been having this last month is we didn't get a killing frost. And what I mean by that is a lot of these rootworm beetles didn't have that frost to really nip them off. So I would challenge everybody that's listening today, make sure that if you're corn on corn, you're running a traded corn and or maybe a granular insecticide or if you have in-furrow starter, there's options there too. But I think guys are really going to want to take a very close look to their fields and follow the insect pressure that we're going to have this year.
Rootworms, just one of the insects to keep an eye on, according to Steve Bailey from Monroe, one of the Helena Agra reps. You can find out more and find your local Helena rep at helenaagri.com. Just a quick informational update. We have received some revised numbers from the past weekend's Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's bull sale that was held down in Platteville. If you're a beef producer or somebody interested in those bull prices, might want to revisit MidwestFarmReport.com and see some of the adjustments that the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association made to their final sales results. Still very successful, just a little adjustment here or there. Again, MidwestFarmReport.com's got that for you. Markets this morning, they are adjusting to the upside, at least for right now, as far as grain trade is concerned. December corn on Wednesday morning is up a half at 468 and three quarters. November beans up a penny right now, 1179 and a quarter. July wheat, that's up a nickel, currently at 576 and a half. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 156 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was back up two at 157, and AA butter stood still at 297 a pound. Right now, May class class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down a penny at $16.69. The June milk, that's down 12 at $17.20 a hundredweight. Dairy producers are keeping an eye on what's happening at the U.S. Department of Agriculture regarding federal milk marketing orders. My goodness, we worked basically through all of 2023 to try to share input on what guidance we'd like to see the federal government give to federal milk pricing. Let's get an update with my fellow farm broadcaster, David Geiger.
The U.S. Agriculture Department will now consider updates to the federal milk marketing order. The deadline for modernization briefs was April 1st. Stephen Kane, an economist with the National Milk Producers Federation, says there is a huge list of requested changes, and the post-hearing gave all interested parties a chance to speak.
To effectively summarize their arguments and give USDA kind of a concise document that outlines why they think the federal order should be amended this way or that way. So really what it was a summarization of what we've been working on for the last 6 months.
That means a close look at what is done with federal orders and making sure it's doing the best work it can for dairy producers. One primary issue is returning to the higher of class one mover.
We may have changed a few years ago, turned out to not be the best decision there. So we're looking to return to the higher of mover, which worked for many years, many decades.
Costs have gone up in 20 years, the last time the order was updated. Other requests look at making sure the system and formulas within orders are reflective of current milk production.
We took a step back, looked at the federal order system, and said, all right, great. These need to be updated, but we can't just update one piece over there that's just going to benefit one side of the industry. We took a holistic approach and updated changes that are beneficial for the entire industry.
Processor representatives have been at these hearings as well. Kane has disagreed with much of what those groups put forth. However, one of the areas they could agree on were adjustments needed to make sure there is enough investment in processing, which also has not been updated in decades.
The make allowances are really the big piece there. We're looking to make some adjustments there to move those up, make sure that we have a healthy processing industry as well as healthy dairy farmers.
The modernization ideas and suggestions will take a while before implementation. USDA recommendations will come in July with finalization at the end of the year. Most decisions won't take effect until quarter one of 2025. I'm David Geiger reporting.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I Slept with a Circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You can always use our talk text line to communicate directly with me and the staff. You've got questions about Wisconsin agriculture, wonder about something that you see in a field, curious about something you notice in a grocery store. We'll try to get to the bottom of it. All you have to do is share your thoughts with us. Our talk text line is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. On a Wednesday morning, we want to focus in on how farmers get answers to some of the questions they have about trying to get their job done. More and more today, we see farms that are very, very tight on labor, can't find good quality labor. So in many regards, they turn to technology. Charity Seebecker's got more.
Agriculture has increasingly relied more and more on automation to improve safety, production, and quality. Regardless of that final product, many growers, processors, and even transporters use automated equipment or rely on the support of utility systems. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Vinny Endres is the president of Bitmast Automation and uses his personal farm experience to help farmers of all sizes reach their goals with automation.
Systems integration is the field we're in, which is customized automation that's really adapted to what the specific customer needs instead of a one-size-fits-all. So we use industrial hardware that allows us to program it and create the field devices that create a solution the customer needs for whatever their goal may be.
So take me through that process. How do you tailor then those solutions to really meet the unique needs or challenges of agriculture?
Right. So the biggest challenge we see in ag for selling our services is really the customer knowing what they need. So it all starts just get a site visit and walk through with them and point out some areas. Being from a farm, kind of have an idea of where those pain points are on a lot of dairies and grain operations. And so walking around, pointing some things out, pick off the low-hanging fruit first, you know, monitor levels, automate some process someone is in charge of so that it gets done repeatedly and easily. And towards the end of all this, we can kind of wrap it into more of a holistic approach. Using the power of the cloud and stuff, everything can be from the phone and kind of give people the tools they really need.
So from your perspective of your consumers, what are some of the more common ones they're requesting you to kind of help build and automate for them?
Yeah, the biggest one in the past year has been level sensing. So there's been some progresses in the level sensing industry over the years, going from some less reliable or more problematic technologies like lasers and ultrasound up to radars. And that allows people to know what is in my collection pits or grain inventories. And then we can tie that into automated sequencing. I need pumps to run at this level or that level. I need the grain system to shut off when this bin gets here, fill it to there so they don't have to stand around and babysit it all day. Or even, you know, remember to log in and shut it down remotely. When we have those level features, we can do that automatically.
So are you kind of a one-size-fits-all? You can kind of do all automation on a farm depending on what they're asking for? Or what is your specialty? Kind of take me through that.
Right, so it is customizable, and there's really no limit to what can be done. It's a lot of it is budget and feasibility. But these days, with the power of industrial networks, we're able to run everything over Ethernet. So if you have a large operation, we can still network different nodes and do things in a staged approach. There's not much of a limit. There is on the lower end, you know, there it's industrial hardware, so it is expensive, and so some things aren't worth it. And we're usually pretty upfront and honest about that, like, hey, this isn't worth sticking the investment of this in. But some of the hardware that we are using is pretty cost conscious, and the softwares we use allow us to be a little more efficient. So it really is kind of a one size fits all, and we do emphasize trying to integrate with a solution that's already existing. You know, Bowmatic already makes a milking parlor. Lele milks makes a milking robot. So we're more, well, let's interface with them to make everything work nice, not reinvent what's already been refined.
Can you take me through maybe success stories or recent ones that you've done or anything like that, case studies to show kind of just how much this helps improve farmers' bottom line and just their overall operation?
Yeah, so a big one has been everyone on the dairy now wants to do their own fine ground corn. But it's a slow process, and it requires some sort of babysitting. So what we're able to do is automate that so that the mill can run on its own. We monitor the currents, the amperage draw of all the rolls, and they're able to set a bunch of different limits in there so that things run within their optimized window. And in one case, he sets his bin to 85% full. He knows there's 20,000 pounds in that overhead bin. It's at a remote site when he comes to get it for feeding cows. So the system starts up. It grabs grain from whatever bin he tells it to grab it from, and it runs until that bin's at that level, and it shuts down. If anything were to happen through that whole process, all of those different components are interlocked so that an auger can't shut down and have grain still being forced into it and plug everything. It will shut down in a proper sequence, send them a notification that it did shut down so they can come and fix it. That's a big success story we see through dairy, is really that hands-off approach and only contact me if something's wrong.
That was Vinny Endres, president of Bitmast Automation. He added that farmers, crops, and cows don't stop, and neither does he. System uptime is crucial, and he knows just what it takes to keep things moving to help farmers of all sizes. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41,
this is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's the International Year of the Woman Farmer, the first in a series today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The United Nations declared 2024 the International Year of the Woman Farmer, and the World Food Prize Foundation recently put on a one-day event focused on the subject. One theme that stuck out was that recognition of women in food and agriculture is long overdue. Lisa Carty represents the U.S. on the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations.
It's so clear to us that women in agriculture are really essential to building resilience in food systems, yet they're often really the first to suffer when a crisis hits. For us at the U.S. mission to the U.N. in New York, promoting food security and gender equality across all our entry points at the United Nations is really one of our top priorities.
Past conferences have included discussions about helping women farmers. Didi Okonkwo-Wanelli, just last week, was named president and CEO of the One Campaign and says many efforts around the globe to do that have been disappointing.
Let's make sure that the female farmers are included in those dialogues themselves and the women leaders. Let's ensure that women are at the table and hold ourselves accountable to achieve results.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or sugar?
charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report, live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.